Hare Krishna, we are very fortunate. Today's class is given by Her Grace Savitri Mataji. Mataji, are you in the call, Mataji?
Yes. Hare Krishna, Gopika.
Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your association in the call. Today we are reading the Charitamrita. 24th chapter, 226 onwards. Mataji, please take over the call, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to all the Vaishnavas. So, we are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 24. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साक्षातं सहगना साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगन्पते गोपीषु गोपिका कान्त श्रीराधकान्त नमस्ते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुतिदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त बिंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 24 यू आर स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द टेक्स्ट नंबर 226 निर्ग्रंथ हुइया ए দুহারো বিশেষণ আরো অর্থ শুনো জইছে সাধুর সঙ্গম দ্য ওয়ার্ড নির্গ্রন্থ ক্যান বি টেকেন অ্যাজ এন অ্যাডজেক্টিভ মডিফাইং মুনি অ্যান্ড আত্মারাম দের আর অ্যানাদার মিনিং উইচ ইউ মে হিয়ার ফ্রম মি ইন্ডিকেটিং অ্যাসোসিয়েশন উইথ দ্য ডিভোটি Now I shall explain how it is that through the association of devotees, even a nirgrantha can become a devotee. We are still hearing so many different explanations. The very famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Atma Ramascha Munaya. And on the request of Sri Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu is giving the different meanings, right? So in this section, we are hearing more explanations of the Atmarama verse, and Mahaprabhu speaking particular point of that the meaning of Nirgrantha. Nirgrantha and Cha, na Nirgrantha. Nirgrantha has two adjectives or an adjective modifying Muni and Atmarama. Nirgantha can be explained as Muni. Muni means the thoughtful or the sages, meditative sages. Muni, and another is Atmarama. Both, right? So here in this particular verse, we are understanding Nirgranthi indicating hunter also, Vyadha. It will be, you know, next verse. But here, Mahaprabhu's main point is that how even a Nirgrantha can become a devotee by the association of devotees. That's the point. In this section, we are going to hear about the story of Mrigari the hunter. And he became Mahabhagavata by the association of the Narada Muni. So Mahaprabhu is going to glorify the association of the devotees. And in the association of devotees, we understand our Swarupa, and we understand our eternal religion, eternal function of the soul, that is to become engaged in the loving devotional service to Krishna. So without the association of the devotees, we cannot become a devotee. Yeah, hold on just a, I don't know whether you are hearing a big howl, a pack of jackals over here. It will be finished soon, because in Mayapur, you know, they do every night the Nama Sankirtan. Their Nama Sankirtan has been started. Yeah, it is gone. Now, as we know, this verse, Atma Ramascha Munaya verse, can be understood from different perspective of different group of human being. Karmis understand one way, Gyanis understand another way, Yogis understand another way. The devotees understand best way. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving us the understanding from the devotee's perspective. Ultimately, everyone is engaged in the service of Krishna. That is the purpose of this verse. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always giving us this point, right? That ultimately, a person, whether he is Atma Rama or Deha Rama or Nirgrantha or Muni, they all perform Ahituki Bhaktim to Krishna without any ulterior motivation. Pure devotee, they all are engaged in pure devotional service. So from devotee's perspective, we must understand this verse. Atmaramascha Munaya. That is the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sanatana Goswami was very, very anxious or very desirous of hearing this verse. So we are also hearing. Especially in this verse, Mahaprabhu is continuing. He is saying the word Nirgrantha can be taken as the adjective modifying Muni and Atmarama. There is another meaning. So next verse, we are going to have that another meaning, which you may hear from me. We are going to hear from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the another explanation of the word Nirgrantha, indicating association with a devotee. Now I shall explain how it is that through the association of devotees, even a Nirgrantha can become a devotee. See, as we know, before the creation, our cause of coming to the material cosmic manifestation already took place. from the spiritual realm, we came to this material realm. And we have managed to come down to this material realm by ourselves without any association, by desiring to enjoy ourselves separately from Krishna. As soon as we had this desire, we are in this material world. Now, to go back to the spiritual world or to back to the spiritual position, original constitutional position, we need the association of highly elevated devotees, actually, who are pure at heart. Of course, from any association of the devotees, from the association of any devotees, we derive benefit. And ultimate benefits we derive from a very pure, elevated soul. Because a pure, elevated soul has the capacity to cut the knot of our bondage. And by his strong instructions. So devotees association is absolutely important for us. If we realize that to get back to our original position is not possible by our own, I must need help. I must seek help from the devotees, Guru, Shastra, Sadhu, and ultimately Krishna, then we put ourselves into that path. We seek association of the devotees, understanding that this association can benefit me to get back to our original position as this eternal servant of Krishna. In the association of devotees, we hear about the Shastra, the scriptures. The scriptures are the merciful manifestation of Krishna's instructions, right? Without the understanding of the scriptures, we would not have any understanding or knowledge or realization in the association of devotees, of course, because scriptures are discussed in the association of the devotees. Without the realization, we cannot progress in our spiritual life. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to give us this point that association of the devotees are most important element in our life. And he will speak about the story about the Mrigari, the hunter, how he was transformed by the association, by merciful instructions of Sri Narada Muni. One must accept the instructions of the spiritual master or elevated Shiksha Guru instruction spiritual master and follow the instruction. That is the very important. By hearing alone is not enough. Hearing means by accepting the instructions. The hearing leads to the inner awakening. Inner awakening means awakening for the real business of life, means accepting the instructions and following. And I know, we know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many stories about the Devotees Association. Also, from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Kaya. Lava Matra Sadhu Sanghe Sarva Siddhi Hai. The association of the sadhus is so important. Means the whole body of scriptures, means whole Vedas, are declaring about the most important element of spiritual practice is Sadhu Sangha. In the Sadhu Sangha, we hear about Krishna, we hear about our relationship, our position, and our eternal function. and the process of attaining the goal of life, the love of Krishna. Because eternal function of the soul is to remain in loving, in to remain engaged in the loving service of Krishna, means to become the Krishna's lover, to develop love of Godhead is the life's ultimate goal. And life's ultimate goal, which is love of Godhead, love of Krishna, can be realized or awakened, can be practiced by engaging ourselves in pure devotional service. So Mahaprabhu is again and again speaking this point. Ultimately, everyone is engaged in Krishna's service. We get the inspiration and proper instruction to engage ourselves in pure devotional service. Pure engagement of pure devotional service means experiencing Krishna or perceiving Krishna or seeing Krishna face to face. Going to the next 227, Nirgrantha Shabde Kahe Tabe Vyadho Nirdhano Sadhu Sange Seho Kare Shri Krishna Bhajana. The word Nirgrantha, when combined with api, used in the sense of certainty, indicates a person who is a hunter by profession, or who is a very poor, who is very poor. Nonetheless, when such a person associates with a great saint like Narada, engages in Lord Krishna's devotional service. Mahaprabhu is speaking now. He is giving another explanation of the word Nirgrantha when it is combined with api. So, what indicates? It indicates a person who is a hunter, vyadha, hunter, and nirdhana, without any riches, or very poor, wretched, fallen. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter in what stage or what station one is. Very fallen, so fallen, it doesn't matter. One doesn't have any qualification, it doesn't matter. When such a person associates, this is the point, association, attainment of the association of the highly qualified saintly devotee, great devotee, very elevated, very pure devotee, that's the point. Why? Pure devotee has the ability to cut the all inauspiciousness in our heart by his sharp, sharp instruction. Ordinary devotee is just getting by every day, you know. Just routine, performing routine devotion and not trying to change the inner self. Not trying to become transformed, not trying to giving up material desires, just routine bhakti, that will not much help us. Well, that will help us, but not greatly help us. So Mahaprabhu is speaking that it doesn't matter whether a person is bad hunter, very abominable, fallen, very violent person, heartless, as well as very poor, wretched, fallen, there's no hope. And they live in this forest. But even that kind of person, such a person, associate with the great saint. So we are going to hear about the glories of association with a great saint or saintly devotee, mature. We are really very fortunate through the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are also getting the association of Sri Narada Muni. But the hunter, Mrigari the hunter, took the instructions of Narada Muni, his life and soul. So his transformation was very quick and solid. So that kind of straightforwardness and simplicity are required in our life. So let's see what happened. He engages in the Lord Krishna's in Lord Krishna's devotional service. So ultimately, engagement in the devotional service to Lord is the ultimate goal, because that is the manifestation of love ultimately. The loving attitude, the service attitude, when it is awakened, then a person cannot even waste a moment. Avyartha kalatvam. Every moment he utilizes in the loving service to Krishna, without any expectation, without any desire for spiritual benefit as well as material benefit. There's no desires other than to serve the Lord as nicely as possible, as lovingly as possible. Only this desire is there. No other desire. For him, the whole world is nothing but the sacrificial paraphernalia for the service of the Lord. He can engage himself in service of the Lord anywhere in the universe, anywhere, anytime. For him, there is no impediment. When inner self is totally engaged in the service of the Lord, so the external situation would not create any impediment whatsoever. The proof in our time is Srila Prabhupada. In any situation, he was able to perform pure devotional service, loving service to Krishna. There's no such thing due to this or due to that. One cannot perform devotional service. It is not. When the soul is engaged in service to the Lord, then externally every Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna, are you hearing me? Hari Bol?
Yes, Mataji, I can hear you.
Yes, Mataji.
Okay, it was on hold or something.
Yes, it is by mistake. Please go ahead.
Okay. All right, so going to the next one now, 228. Krishna Ramascha eva hayo Krishna manana vyadho hoya hayo pujya bhagavata tamo. Wonderful story is being told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very instructive also for us. Krishna Aramacha, one who takes pleasure in Krishna, eva certainly hayo. That is, Krishna manana, meditation on Krishna, vyadohaya, being a hunter, hoyo, is pujya, worshipable, bhagavata uttamo, the best of the devotees. Translation, the words Krishna ramascha refer to one who takes pleasure in thinking of Krishna. Even though such a person may be a hunter, is still worshipable and is the best of devotees. Now, Mahaprabhu speaking, Atma Rama can be referred as Krishna Rama. Atma means Krishna. Aham Atma Gurakesha Sarva Bhuta Shayastita Aham Adishya Madhyamcha Bhutanam Anta Evacha Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Right? Aham Atma Gurakesha Sarva Bhuta Shayastita Aham adishcha madhyamcha bhutanam anta evacha. This Atma is Krishna because he is sarva bhuta shayasthita. He is present in every living being's heart. And he is the beginning, he is the middle, and he is the end of everything. So Atma Rama means also Krishna Rama. And also, Atma means also Krishna. Atma means also Krishna. Atma Rama means the person who is a devotee of Krishna and he gets all comforts. Arama. Aram means comforts or pleasure or or happiness or bliss, aram, by thinking of Krishna. The soul becomes so content or peaceful, blissful, by thinking of Krishna in love. So thinking of Krishna is a very important point here. As we know, in the whole Vedas, the topmost instruction are two, right? Always remember Krishna, one. Never forget Krishna, two. Isn't it? And all other instructions are the subordinate of these two instructions. Actually, it is one. Always remember Krishna. Second, never forget Krishna. Now, this remembrance of Krishna is not by force. Or sometimes I remember and most of the times I forget. It's spontaneous. It's natural and spontaneous qualification of a pure devotee. A pure devotee doesn't have to press or force oneself to think of Krishna. Because in Tattva, he knows everything is Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. The Mahatma, the great soul, the pure devotee, is situated in that position, seeing Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is everything. Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Jnanuban Mam Prapatyate. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. As we've been hearing about the Sharanagati many, many times, many lectures we have heard about the Sharanagati. But if we ask ourselves about the question, after Sharanagati, what happens? What happens immediately after Sharanagati? Then I can understand whether I'm in right track or not. Krishna is helping us in Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam Janmanam Ante, it takes many, many lifetimes. Or in this lifetime too. Both are true if we understand the principle of Sharanagati. Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. We can attain this knowledge after many births or this birth by the mercy of Lord. Prapadyate, he takes full shelter of Krishna, surrenders unto Krishna. And what happens after surrendering? Vasudeva Sarvamiti. His vision is changed. He is transformed. His perception is changed. He sees everything is Vasudeva. The cosmos is also Vasudeva. Everything is Vasudeva. Sa Mahatma, and he is the great soul, the pure soul, very elevated soul. When our vision is changed, that means I am in the right track. So this is a natural position of a pure devotee to see everything as Vasudeva in connection with Krishna. You know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in second canto, the first chapter is that, right? The first step of realizing the absolute truth. Wonderfully, Srimad Bhagavatam says, see everything in connection with Krishna. In ninth chapter, second canto, Krishna said about the Chatushlaki Bhagavata, he says, if you see anything without me, that is Maya, right? O Brahma, I was existing before the creation, and with the creation I'm existing. When the creation will be destroyed or annihilation, I'll remain existing. And the example given very beautifully, like a spider. spider when spins the threads from his own saliva, creates the beautiful web, and he stays in the web by covering itself for a while, and when it wills, then he swallows up or winds up the whole web into him, into it. So similarly, Shri Krishna, at his will, he creates this cosmos. He is covered by the cosmos. So we cannot see Lord. And at his will, the cosmos gets annihilated. And Krishna remains as Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Substance is Krishna. Still, by his yogam aishwaram, by his mystic potency, he keeps aloof also. Krishna is known as Purnam, right? He's complete whole, and we are part of complete whole. Why we say Krishna is complete? Because everything is included within Krishna. That makes him complete. And by his mystic potency, he remains as a person. And in Bhagavad Gita also we know, right? That whole creation is just like pearls strung on a thread, and that thread is Krishna, the connecting thread is Krishna. Everything is resting on Krishna, right? Matta paratram nanyat kinchidat asti dhananjaya mai sarvam itam protam sutre mani gana eva. Krishna is within, Krishna is without. Krishna is everywhere, and everything is Krishna. So for a pure devotee, he sees Krishna only, and he thinks of Krishna, he remembers Krishna. He is never free from remembering Krishna. And that is the topmost instruction of the Vedas. Martabhya satatam Vishnu. Bismartabhya na jatachit. Always remember Krishna. And never forget Krishna. That person is known as pure devotee. And he performs continuous loving service to Krishna. Because he is overwhelmed by the affection for Krishna. He remains 24 hours overwhelmed with the ocean of love for Krishna, because he is in Krishna. All the living beings in within Krishna. There's nothing outside of devotional service to Krishna, because there's nothing outside of Krishna. So nothing is outside of devotional service to Krishna. For a pure devotee, there's no such thing that sometimes I'm situated in my original position as Krishna's servant. Other time, I'm just American, Indian, material designation is acting. It's not. He understands there's nothing outside of devotional service. So it is possible for him to perform continuous, constant, and spontaneous, natural loving service to Krishna, always attracted to Krishna. The natural attraction for Krishna is there all the time. So from a very degraded person can become very bhagavatottama, the best of the devotees. How? By the association of a devotee. What kind of devotees association? Mahatma. A great, pure, elevated, transcendental devotee association. So Mahaprabhu speaking, the words Krishna Rama cha refer to one who takes pleasure in thinking of Krishna. This thinking of Krishna is not just one-time incidents or a few times incidents. It's constant. Krishna Ramashtra. Even though such a person may be a hunter, prior to become a devotee, maybe he was a hunter. He is still worshipable. So we should not consider what a person was before entering into devotional service. Mahaprabhu is making a point. He who is always remembering Krishna, he who is taking pleasure in rethinking of Krishna, who is always overwhelmed by remembering Krishna, that person is worshipable. Even though such a person is be a hunter. Worshipable like what? The best of the devotees. Best of the devotees means he is situated in the topmost, devotional service. Always remembering Krishna. So 229, Mahaprabhu speaking, Eko bhakto vyadhiro katha shuno shabodhane jatha hoite hoy shad shango mohimaro gyane. I shall now narrate the story of how a hunter became a great devotee. By the association of such an exalted personality as Narada Muni. From this story, one can understand the greatness of association with pure. That's the point. We should search out a pure devotee, very elevated devotee, who is very honest, who is very kind, to cut the misconceptions, the knots in the heart. The pure spirit soul is now attached to the material elements, material world. There is a knot in the heart. Grantha hidaya granthi. Chiddante hidaya granthis. Vidyante sarva samshaya. The doubts and the knot, the material attachment, should be cut to by the sharp words of pure devotee. We must seek that kind of devotee who will forcibly open our eyes to see the reality. Krishna is here. Mattah sarvam mattah parataram nanyat. Inchidasti dhananjaya. Mai sarvam idam protam. Sutre manigana iva. I am hidden inside. Everything is mine. Aham mamiti belong to Krishna actually. He is I, he is mine. Everything is his and he is the I. Everything is included within his I. Just like when I say I am, means I mean that my house is me, my education is me, my family is me, everything together I am me. No, sir. I'm just a tiny soul, part and parcel of Krishna, servant of Krishna, servant of the cosmos, servant of the creation. We are servant of each other, and we are servant of ultimately Krishna and Krishna's energy. So Mahaprabhu is going to narrate a story, and very interesting, very instructive story for all of us about the Mrigari, the hunter, and how a hunter, very degraded hunter, became a great devotee. So there's no bar for anyone to become a great devotee. Anyone from any background, from any walk of life, can become the devotee of Krishna, because originally we are all devotees of Krishna, originally. The soul cannot be otherwise. A soul is always a lover of Krishna. Soul is the servant of Krishna eternally. So it is no difficult, but just like by the touch of the touch, by the touch of, by coming in contact with the touch stone or gem, Chintamani gem, an iron can be transformed into gold. Similarly, when a very degraded person is in, comes in contact with a very great soul, Mahatma, he becomes a devotee. By the association of such an exalted personality as Narada Muni, from this story one can understand the greatness of association of the pure devotee, the glories of and importance of pure devotees. It is very important. There is no substitute. We cannot substitute. There is no substitute about it. And the good news is that we are getting the association of Mahaprabhu, we are getting association of Sanatan Goswami, we are getting association of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, and Sri Narada Muni. It's a matter of realizing this truth and accepting this truth, Guru truth, with very simple heart. Now 2:30, Akudino Sri Narada Dekhi Narayana, Sri Venishnane Prayago Korila Gamana. Once upon a time, the great saint Narada, after visiting land, Lord Narayana in the Vaikunthas, went to Prayaga to bathe at the confluence of three rivers, the Ganges, Yamuna, and Saraswati. The great saint Narada is so liberated that he can go to the Vaikuntha planets to see Narayana and then immediately come to this planet in the material world and go to Prayaga to bathe in the confluence of three rivers. The word Triveni refers to a confluence of three rivers. This confluence is still visited by many hundreds of thousands of people who go there to bathe, especially during the Magha Mela, which occurs during the month of January. A liberated person who has no material body can go anywhere and everywhere. Therefore, a living entity is called Sarvaga, which indicates that he can go anywhere and everywhere. Presently, scientists are trying to go to other planets, but due to their material bodies, they are not free to move at will. However, when one is situated in his original spiritual body, he can move anywhere and everywhere without difficulty. Within this material world, there is a planet called Siddhaloka, whose inhabitants can go from one planet to another without the aid of a machine or space rocket. In the material world, every planet has a specific advantage, Vibhuti Bhinna. In the spiritual world, however, all the planets and their inhabitants are composed of spiritual energy. Because there are no material impediments, it is said that everything in the spiritual world is one. So Mahaprabhu speaking the story, is telling the story that once upon a time the great saint Narada, after visiting Lord Narayana in Vaikunthas, went to Prayaga to bathe at the confluence of the three rivers. See, due to the poor fund of knowledge and due to the contaminated intelligence, common people do not believe this kind of stories, means narrations. They say these are all myths or imagination. Actually, it is not. Mahaprabhu speaking that Narayana lives in Vaikuntha, so pure devotees can go there and come back. And as we know, our Srila Prabhupada used to say about Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he was a Vaikuntha man. He came from Vaikuntha. And actually that is true. His words are so powerful, so potent, and so strong. By reading his instructions, one will definitely be changed, definitely be transformed. Vaikuntha planet. So Krishna is our whole, we are part. When we are situated in our original position and we are engaged in our eternal function of the soul, then Krishna's power is invested in us. For example, Srila Prabhupada did so many wonderful things. It's simply unbelievable. Sometimes we feel unreal. Really, it happened. He distributed Hare Krishna Mahamantra throughout the whole planet. He had established 108 temples. He had inspired thousands of fallen souls to take up Krishna Bhakti. And he had written so many volumes of books. Also, he had given thousands of lectures. He wrote thousands of letters, personal letters to so many devotees. Sometimes we feel it was not real at all, because from conditioned state, we think it is not real. From Krishna's perspective, it is real. From the perspective of transcendence, it is real. Whole power was behind Srila Prabhupada. Although a tiny soul in a substantive state is very tiny, the functional state is very powerful, because Krishna invests that power. Right? So Narada Muni's story we all know is simply amazing story. I time to time I go back to that chapter. You know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, the story is there, right? Prior to his Narada Muni life, he was the son of a maid servant who had no father, who had no one in the world except his mother. And when he was only 5 years old, he lost his mother. And he was completely alone in this world. But fortunately, along with his mother, he had served the Bhaktivedanta saints, sadhus, for 4 months during Chaturmasya time, when his mother was engaged in the service of the sadhus, in the house where his mother used to work. And he was just 5 years old boy. And mercifully, the Bhaktivedantas gave him the science of, you know, confidential knowledge of devotional service to Lord Krishna. And also gave him the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and showed him how to chant, how to remain focused on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, remain engaged in the devotional service. And 5 years old boy understood, realized everything by the association, by the merciful association, the powerful Bhaktivedanta, who spent only 4 months in a house where Narada Muni's mother used to work. And by the arrangement of Lord Krishna, one day the mother died by the snake bite. And Narada Muni was not at all disheartened, discouraged. He practiced whatever he was taught by the Bhaktivedanta sadhus and achieved success. He had the vision of Krishna, and Krishna ordered him they go on doing devotional service in this lifetime. Next life, you'd be my associate. And Krishna kept his promise. He became Narada Muni. And Krishna personally gifted him one bina, the musical instrument. Also, that was the that is the spacecraft. By carrying the bina, Narada Muni is able to travel the outer space, because that bina is not material. It's not material bina. That is spiritual, and it has been empowered by Krishna, personally gifted to Sri Namashri Narada Muni. Very inspiring life story of Sri Narada Muni. And why he was born as a son of a maid servant in Shudra family? Because prior to this life, before that life, he was the Gandharva. And he misused his natural talent for serving to Lord. He was a very good singer. And in the association, when he was invited by Daksha Prajapati for Nama Sankirtanam, there he went, and in the association of the women, he was singing something mundane, not the Hare Krishna Mahamantra Kirtan. So he was cursed by the Prajapati that you are acting just like a Shudra. You were invited for Kirtan. Instead of glorifying Lord Krishna, you were singing something mundane song in the association of the women. You were entertaining the women. So you become a Shudra, a son of a maid servant. And he became the son of a maid servant. But from that degraded situation, he became so highly elevated, great devotee, Narada Muni. These are all very inspiring narrations for us, you know. Because devotional service is so powerful. Devotional service can change a person from any situation to exalted, most exalted situation. So we should not have any doubt. We should not think that some other means can elevate me. No. Some other process can take care of other things. No. Only devotional service. And there's nothing outside of the devotional service. Everything can be included within the devotional service. Why? How? By your proper identity, sense of identity. When your identity is connected with Krishna, then everything is connected with Krishna. See, everything is Krishna. Everything has connection with Krishna. Nothing is outside of Krishna. Everything is resting on Krishna. Everything is within Krishna. Just like a seed of a plant is expanded as the tree. Similarly, Krishna has expanded everything in everything. So, therefore, I'm sorry, this pure devotional service is only means for achieving the goal of life. And it's not at all difficult. Can be achieved by anyone. So Mahaprabhu is speaking the story, and Narada Muni, you know, goes to see Narayan in Vaikuntha every day, and he goes to different parts of the material world to deliver many innumerable living beings, just like we will hear from our next speakers about the deliverance of Mrigari the hunter. So he went to Prayag. After visiting Lord Narayana, he went to Prayag. Prayag is in Allahabad, right? From there, three rivers, joined, right? And from there, the river Ganga came up to Mayapur, Navadvip, before meeting the ocean, Ganga Sagar. So here the Ganga is the is accompanied by Yamuna as well as Saraswati. Saraswati is hidden underneath. So Mahaprabhu performed so many pastimes here in Ganga. And here Ganga is very special, accompanied by Yamuna and Saraswati. So yeah, Prabhupada is speaking in the purport that yes, for Nadamani it was not difficult from coming to going to Vaikuntha, coming back to the spiritual, coming back to the material world and delivering so many living beings, no problem. And still we, in India, India is amazing, India. India is always amazing. India is really amazing. The Vedic culture is still here. Not fully, but still here. The remnants of Vedic culture can be seen here, in India. Anyone can come, anyone comes to India will fall in love with it. Underneath the current of devotion is so powerful here. Although outwardly you're seeing India is so bad in so many ways and people's mentality is being changed, dresses are changed, they're copying all Western world, right? Behaving also like that in the Western world, you know. There's always physical demonstration of intimacy here and there, right? So in the cities also it is going on, Valentine's Day, these days, many things are going on. Still the current of bhakti is here. It's amazing. And Triveni in Allahabad is still being visited by hundreds of thousands of people. And go there, take bath, you know, to purify their consciousness. It is there. In Mayapur also, devotees every day go, many devotees every day they go to Ganga to take bath. It's a daily routine. Like many things to purify their consciousness, keep it conscious, pure, keeping the consciousness very pure. Internally, externally, keeping oneself very pure. Like that. Chanting always Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You see, we hear from the space, the demigods, they see the residents of Jagannath Puri as 400 form, like Vishnu form, right? Because in Vaikuntha, everyone has the same kind of form, right? 400 form. In Navadvip, the demigods see everyone is pure Vaishnavas. They have tilakam all over in 12 places, auspicious marks of tilakam and kantimala in the neck and japamala in the hand. And always everyone chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even the birds, even all the animals, they also chant Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. The transcendental vibration of the holy name of Lord Gauranga is going on constantly. Harinam is going on, and still it is going on. From the space, the demigods see, everyone is pure Vaishnava here. The vision. India is different, still different. Very amazing, very, very amazing country. All right, I will end my class here. So I have covered up to 230. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanu Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. It's so beautiful and so much of realization. So transcendental, Mataji. Thank you for coming and giving your association, Mataji. Now also I have a small question, Mataji. I don't know, is there any hope for us to practice pure devotional service? I always think, Mataji. So I think it's a far, even though it's going on, but yeah, I have so much of desire. I don't know, Mataji.
Yes, by hearing from Mahaprabhu, by following his instructions purely, there is hope. Bahu janma kare jodi shravana kirtana tobuto na paaye krishna pade prema dhana. Even after chanting many lifetimes, we may not attain the life's ultimate goal, because aparadhas are there inside, the vaishnava aparadh, nama aparadh, seva aparadh, dham aparadh, and having material desires. That's why very elevated devotees also think, I'm very fallen. Why? Still, in somewhere, some attachment is there. Attachment for a particular place, a particular room, particular thing, particular dress, particular look. Yeah, means we must uproot the material desires. If we desire really to benefit ourselves, we have to be serious, very sincere. It's a fact. It is possible. It is hard, but it is possible. Mahaprabhu is giving us the hope, even very fallen Vyadha, the Mrigari, the hunter, we are going to hear about him, became a pure devotee. Because Narada Muni gave the instructions and he accepted the instructions. That's the point. That. And in the association we are trying, we inspire each other, right? To practice it purely. Not to cheat us, otherwise we cheat us, isn't it? We are cheating ourselves by not following purely. So we must try and pray to the Lord, you know, please empower us. We are alone, without Vaishnava's mercy, we cannot practice properly. Okay? There is a hope. It's a good question. Very nice.
Thank you, Mataji. Your class is always very, very inspiring. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, is there any question or comment for Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much, Mataji, for the very, very nice class. It was very interesting. Mataji, I had a couple of questions. Maybe I didn't get it. This was about Narada Muni being cursed. Wasn't it when he was in his past life that he was cursed? I mean, was it in Daksha? I don't know if I heard you say Daksha's.
Yes. Yes, Daksha was Prajapati. Yeah, not in, see, before he became Narada, previous life of Narada Muni was the son of a maid servant. The narration is there in the first canto. Narada Muni was speaking his own life story to his dear disciple Vyasadeva, right? And somewhere else in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's also another narration. Narada Muni was saying, prior to that, means before he became the son of a Shudra, he was a Gandharva, very beautiful looking, good looking, and very talented singer. Once the whole, you know, all the universes, you know, where just like we arrange Namasankirtanam and we invite everyone, and everyone comes from different places. So all the devotees from different planets or universes went to that Namasankirtan, Daksha Prajapati's time, when Daksha became good Daksha, not bad Daksha. So Nadamani was invited for doing Kirtan, leading Kirtan. And when he saw beautiful women there, so he forgot his duty and he started to sing other things to please ladies over there. Gandhava ladies also were very beautiful. Ladies are very beautiful. So he forgot everything. And he misused his dharma duty. So he was cursed by the Prajapati Daksha. So I remember, you know, Prajapati means who arranged, who was the host of the Sankirtan. So you become one of a Sudra because you are behaving like Sudra. You gave up the Sankirtanam and you sang mundane song to please the ladies. So he became the son of a maid servant. In that life, he got the association of the Bhaktivedantas. His life was transformed. And the next life, he became Nandamani, means he became the associate of Krishna. So three lives he narrated, actually. So we can read that part in Srimad Bhagavatam. All right.
So I was thinking that when he was Upabharana, he was on the heavenly planet.
Yes.
He was cursed, and later Daksha's curse was because he was misleading Daksha's son. Leading, actually good leading.
Oh, no.
Daksha's son. So two different episodes, right?
Two different episodes. Yes, yes, yes. Maybe not the same Daksha Prajapati, but Prajapati.
Thank you, Mataji. And
I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, Upabharana. Yes, yes. The name was Upabharana. Yes.
Mataji, and the other question was about the Veena. The Veena is impelling him for the movement around the play, around different planets.
Veena was given by Lord Krishna personally.
Okay.
Nadamani. It's a musical instrument as well as the spaceship. With the Veena, he goes anywhere. That is his constant companion, you may say.
Okay.
It is written in the purport of Srila Prabhupada. So I read somewhere, so that's why I said.
Okay, Mataji. Okay, Mataji. Very much.
Thank you. About
Krishna.
About Krishna, everything is amazing, simply amazing. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Mother Sivashi. It's so funny. I had the two questions that Mataji just asked, I had those same identical questions. It was so funny. In addition, you just mentioned this name, Upa something. Was it the name of Narada Muni while he was a Gandharva?
Yes.
Or Gandharva,
yes.
I mean?
Yeah, Gandharva. Yes, Upabharana.
Yeah. Yeah, can you repeat the name?
Upabharanam.
Upabharanam. Uh huh.
I'm not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, in what way was. And that name is there in the Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, and in what way was, you said that the Veena was given to him by Krishna himself?
Yes.
So
it is
how... How was it empowered, that Veena? In what way was it?
Krishna gave him, it's not material, it is spiritual. We cannot imagine a Veena can be the spacecraft. The spacecraft takes him to anywhere in the space.
Oh, so it's by the power of the Veena that he travels anywhere.
No, it is not like that. But Prabhupada says it is also the spacecraft. Means he is the spaceman, right? He is the space, goes everywhere, and you will never see Narada Muni without the Veena. In the Veena, he sings, you know, the Krishna, Narada Muni Bajai Veena, Radhika Ramana Nami, Shriman Narayan, Narayan, Shriman Narayan, Shriman Narayan, he chants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Radhika Raman. He chants, right? Always doing Nam Sankirtanam, non-stop. And he travels to go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls, right? And still he is doing the same thing. So I think in the first canto it is there that Lord Krishna, yes, Narada Muni said, yeah, Lord Krishna is so happy with Narada Muni that he gave him the Veena, of course, Nam Sankirtanam, and also this Veena acts as the spacecraft. It is not proper to say that with the spacecraft he goes everywhere, but Prabhupada said it is also in a spacecraft. He goes everywhere. But Prabhupada says a pure, liberated soul can travel everywhere, in spiritual world or material world. It's the fact. Can travel. Can travel. It's amazing, simply amazing. It's beyond our comprehension. You know? How the spiritual energy works, we do not know. For example, we see the body dies, but the soul never dies. Can we really realize this point? How the soul never dies? Body destroys, right? Body cannot survive. But the soul also dies? No. Soul lives forever. How? This is simply amazing. Inconceivable. But when you are situated in the soul, then you realize. This is also inconceivable. When you are situated in the spiritual body, in your spiritual identity, then you realize. You feel so confident that there's no destruction for you, because this, as a soul cannot be destroyed. The destruction cannot touch. It's amazing. So many things are there. One point, one simple point can give you unlimited understanding. For example, we've been hearing that a soul, a jiva, jivatma is the part and parcel of Krishna, a servant of Krishna. Oh, it's so boring. Million times I hear. Please, let's, you know, discuss about something higher, philosophy. We think that way. Immediately we, you know, become, you know, the brain shuts up. Immediately. Oh, again, servant. But when we realize I'm really servant of Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna, this one point can give you unlimited realizations, empowerment, encouragement, inspiration, unbelievable inspiration you get, and you march forward in the spiritual life. We have to have the patience. We have to give ourselves a chance, you know, realize this point. It can be unlimitedly vast realization, because it is everything. It is everything. But it is also incomplete. Because we are so conditioned, like mundane things, we think, okay, just like reading any mundane book or anything, okay, we just move forward, you know, turn the page and go, move forward. You just keep in the intellectual faculty or somewhere, you know, brain. But here it is the soul is beyond the brain, is beyond the intelligence, beyond the mind, beyond the ego. It's soul. We have to give ourselves chance, patience, you know, enthusiasm. Right, so similarly, as we heard, right, from the purport, right, Prabhupada said, right, that a liberated soul, a liberated person who has no material body can go anywhere and everywhere. Therefore, a living entity is called a sarvaga, which indicates that he can go anywhere and everywhere. Presently, scientists are trying to go to the other planets, but due to their material bodies, they are not free to move at will. It's a fact. But the spiritual, however, when one is situated in his original spiritual body, he can move anywhere and everywhere without difficulty. Within this material world, there is a planet called Siddhaloka. So I just repeated again the purport, you know, purport of 230. It's inconceivable. Unless one is situated in the spiritual body, he would not understand. Because that one point will give us unlimited realization. Because this is the key. You are separated from the body, you are detached from the body, you are not attached in any way anything material, you are not seeing anything material, feel anything material, you are not perceiving anything material, rather you are perceiving, seeing, touching, everything spiritual. Vasudeva sarvamiti, sa mahatma sudurlava. It's so rare. So we have the patience. Oh, Gita study is just ABC. Okay, all right. Long before I have finished. Now Gita Jayanti passed means I have recited whole Bhagavad Gita for 3 hours. Done. No, sir. It is not done. No. One verse can give us unlimited realization. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudur. By surrendering, we understand everything is Vasudev, spiritual, everything is spiritual, essentially spiritual, everything is spiritual, that energy is spiritual. So it is like the spiritual science is like that. It's not material subject. So the spacecraft, Bhina is helping Nadamuni. It is also not properly properly to understand, means proper to understand, because he doesn't have the material body. Still he has the Bina, and it's the musical instrument he has. It's all different, you know, different, fully transcendental thing, you know. In the spiritual world, the water, everything is spiritual. How? Everything is spiritual, still has a form, you know. There, earth, water, air, fire, ether, everything is there in the spiritual world. But all are spiritual, transcendental, no material. They have form, you know, the soul has a natural form, all spiritual. The soul has the spiritual senses, spiritual, you know. So that's the
point. You know, one thing I would say is that, you know, as you always say, we should be situated in our sense of identity as a soul. But at the same time, I think just now you were saying that, you know, it's inconceivable.
Yes, so, from mundane perspective. Yes, from the mundane perspective. I said two things. When you are situated in your spiritual body, then everything is understandable. It's the key. You know, the lock has one particular key, right? You may bring millions of keys to open the lock.
Yeah.
It will not open. But one particular key will open the lock. Similarly, this position, because, as I said, although quantitatively we are so small, But the function, the constitutional function is so powerful, the devotional service is so powerful, the whole power of Krishna can be invested in it. For example, when Dhruva Maharaj was performing austerity, the earth became very heavy. You know, by his austerity, he stopped the movements of air because he breathed inside. The whole held the air inside, right? And with his toe, he was standing, and the earth started to tilt. He became so heavy. How? 5-year-old boy, Dhruva, whole power of Krishna descended in him inside. Right? Like an iron rod, when put into the fire, it works like fire. It is no more iron. Similarly, this is the real science. The soul, we must be a soul. And Bhagavad Gita gives us full instruction how to become a soul, function as a soul. That's the point.
So, what you know, you said from mundane perspective, we cannot understand the soul. So, I mean, can you just give me an example of like if you have, I guess from mundane perspective means if you think you are the body, right? Then you won't be able to understand what?
See, the question was the sense of our identity. If our sense of our false identity, the body, is there, you are totally in a material consciousness. You are powerless. Right? When you have the sense of identity as the soul, which is me, it's natural to become, situated in spiritual form. Then the whole spiritual science or spiritual world can be understood. Means you can progress towards the spiritual perfection by being situated in your spiritual identity. Now your question is how it is possible. You have to be in the spiritual identity, that's it.
My question is, if you are in mundane consciousness thinking you're the body, what will be inconceivable to you?
Yeah. Many people, they do not know they are the soul. Just like animals. They do not know. So chant Hare Krishna, then the material dust will be out. Then you see yourself, I'm a soul, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. And transcendental knowledge also you have to hear from Krishna. You are soul. Never there is a time there. I was not there, you are not there. You all existed before. Now you are existing and you shall be existing. So you are becoming transformed, right? At the same time, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because from time immemorial, we are in this material atmosphere. So we have forgotten our sarup. So it is difficult, inconceivable. Difficult means inconceivable. That's why chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Cheta Darpana Arjanam, it gives that facility to see yourself with the soul. Beginning benefits, right? In the beginning. And go on. Like that.
You know, that verse that says, that verse, is it in the second chapter of the Gita that says, some see the soul as amazing, some hear,
yes.
amazing. That verse where it says everything is amazing about the soul, is that from the perspective of someone in mundane consciousness?
Even spiritual, both. Spiritual world also exciting, amazing. This is a different thing. Spiritual amazement, spiritual everything. And from mundane perspective, it's not it's so difficult. Still, after many years of practice, people say it's so difficult to think ourselves as soul. I think I'm the, you know, material designation.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is very difficult because we don't want to leave that platform of sense enjoyment. I'm the enjoyer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the controller. You know? That is our disease.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Anything
else?
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Let's end the class now.
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for your association. Mataji, how lucky I am that I am working from today because not able to stay home. Ma is not here. So just remembering my Ma. So Mataji, I want to share one thing that yesterday our Vyas Puja, Radhanath Maharaj Vyas Puja, actually Amindra Prabhuji is here from last 1 month. We get an association. How nicely he explained that whether it's Radhanath Maharaj, Bhakti Thich Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Niranjan Maharaj or Jaipataka Maharaj. Every year we should take a vow that it's not like that we will prepare a note and we will read from that. Our hand is like shivering. Not like that. We have to prepare ourselves by attentively japa and attentively reading Shishi Bhagavatam, Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita, and attentively hearing and reading also. At least minimum start from 15 minutes. So that you are a soldier, wherever you are, in abroad or India, or you don't think that I am alone, how can I will start Bhakti Bhiksha? You are, prepare yourself by your sadhana, your Maharaj, Gurudev, Jaipataka Maharaj or Radhanath Maharaj or Bhakti Thich Maharaj or Bhakti Charu Maharaj is always with you. But when you become sincere in your sadhana and reading Srila Prabhupada book, Srila Prabhupada passed from so much hard work, and now your responsibility to spare Krishna consciousness. For that you have to prepare yourself so sincerely. Mataji, it touched to my heart that yes, we should read sincerely Srila Prabhupada book and whatever hard time, but we have to hear attentively. Mataji, thank you very much. As usual, you are given a wonderful class. And by Gurudev mercy, Mataji, I am working and I am doing japa with my patient and eating my patient, and that time I am hearing Krishna Katha. So how merciful Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Yes, that's true.
No, again.
Everyone? Yeah.
Yeah, now we can end the call, paying our obeisances to Hare Krishna Savitri Mataji and all the
devotees. All the Vaishnavas, Pancha Kalpataru Vyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha, Patitanam.